Fire the questions up, yo.
You got everybody ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Starring live WFMU here with Marty McSorley. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Who do I have on here, and what do you do?
I'm Clara, and I play guitar, and I play the flute, and I sing.
I'm Amy. I play the viola. I sing on one song. Real good, though. Real good.
I sing on maybe two songs. My name's Sam. I mostly just play the bass.
None of us actually sing. We're an all-instrumental band.
Part-time singers. My name's Matt. I play drums and sing sometimes.
I'm Mike. I play a farfisa organ. And minimal singing. We'll see, though.
Singing's dumb. I mean, like, who cares about singing these days, right? It's all about, like, you know, the drums.
It's all about the drums. What's starring all about? Is it all about the drums? What?
No, we have a very clear message, and that is that we don't have a message. We're about the feeling that you have when you are at our shows. I mean, or we have when we're at our shows too. Like,
does that involve Tina Turner?
Yeah, it does involve Tina Turner. It involves the feeling that I have when I listen to Tina Turner.
Simply the
it's
best.
Like we don't want to like have any kind of message or like, you know, like some kind of idea or like rhetoric for you to get behind. We just like, we want like the feeling that we have a really good time playing together, and we want to like do that in public.
But see, that might change, because the new thing is we're working on a new thing, a new record.
We do have a new record.
We're thinking about a Marxist message, because we have this new song called iPhone, which is in the live broadcast, and we thought we could sort of congeal this critique of consumerism inside the song.
Well, I mean, frankly, I would say that like a Marxist message is basically like paradoxical, because like there's no message in Marxism.
Like, well, Marxism if you're not is living a, in the 19th
it's a,
century.
It's a critique of like any kind of materiality, and so like there's no message, there's no semantic like known thing that you're gonna try and like convey. You're just like, it's about like who's got money and who doesn't, and we don't have any money. So that's our message.
Nobody has any money right now. Right. It's 2011.
At least two of us have iPhones, so I don't know.
Well, exactly. That's the problem. That's the problem.
But if you didn't have iPhones, you wouldn't be able to know where you're going on tour, right?
Oh, it's impossible.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. How are you going to be in a band without an iPhone?
Who wouldn't know S Hit without an iPhone?
Actually, the issue of that tour stuff is that it's covered in the lyrics of the song. when it comes out, just stay posted, or if you can hear through all the reverb and the delay, you'll get the message.
Yeah, I mean, the Marxist critique is like stupid idea.
So that one's coming out on a new record that you said you're recording right now. What's the story with that?
Yeah, our last record came out in the summer, and we recorded it with our friend Jeremy, and it's an awesome record, and Death by Audio was very, very kind to us.
It's a terrible record. It's not good.
You say it's bad all the time, literally all the time.
No, it was
actually, it was really fun to record. It's pretty fun to listen to, but like, I'm not gonna like say that you should go buy it or something, because like, we have a Marxist critique now. So that would be like antithetical to our message, which we apparently didn't have until Mike decided that we had a Marxist message.
I thought it up the same thing. But yeah, so we're working on a new record, and our very close friend Matt Malin, who is my bandmate in Skeletons, and has taken upon the task of producing this record, and it's been a very exciting process so far. We mixed for five hours today, and he's
yeah. Basically, we're like, hey, so this sounds kind of and he's like, yeah, I got it. And then he like makes it sound like
it's like this sounds like a recording of a show that you might have enjoyed when you were 19, and let's make it into this awesome record. And it's actually been really fun. It's been I think we're. What, hopefully when the record is done,
we're gonna do a Bollywood video, I think, for one of the songs.
Some Muhammad Rafi
Mom
stuff.
Mom and Dad. It's like it got a real Bollywood vibe, and we're really big Bollywood fans, so that's gonna be something to look out for.
So like, you talk about different vibes in the record and in the songs. You have like coming from everywhere in this music. That's what I'm stoked on. Is that it's like this like post prog punk jams. What when you guys got it together, I mean, it's a weird instrumentation. You got some viola, you got the farfisa. What brought it all together?
I mean, the band started.
We all have sex like constantly. I mean,
you said that in the last thing. It started. Matt and I started it. We were like, I approached Matt and I was like, you know, we wanted to do a project.
We all went to college together. Like, we've known each other forever.
Yeah, it was a reunion of sorts.
Old time thing.
But we started and we were just like, oh, we like suicide and we like whatever. And I had a synthesizer and we didn't know what we were doing. I want Clara to sing because she's got, you know, some attitude and, you know.
Pipes.
She's got some pipes.
Bad attitude.
And we sort of, I don't know if we had a very clear vision of what we were doing.
Well, what happened, I mean, factually, is that, like, you guys started the band with Amy, and then, like, three of you were in the band, and then I joined the band, and then I quit the band, and then you hired Sam to replace me, and then you guys played your first show, and it was so good that I was like, I gotta come back.
Yeah.
So then we were the band.
That's not how I remember that first show, but I'm really glad you remembered it that way because you joined the band. But I don't know. We're
really good friends and we like play music together, and that's a stupid reason to have a
but
band.
since you rejoined the band, it hasn't inspired anyone else to join the band. So
I don't know if there's room for anymore. That sounds pretty full.
Exactly. It's
pretty
a full roster.
Pretty full right now.
But there's room for
dancers.
Well,
you know what? If you play the tuba or you play like the oud, then like Gmail us.
What
I think it's the oud.
No, I'm talking about the oud. It's a different instrument.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're looking for an oud and a tuba.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you.
I play the tuba, but I can't play it and the bass at the same time.
Well, that I would like to see. Where can the people get in contact with you?
Well, we have a MySpace page. It's www.myspace.com/starringband.
Or you can starringcontact@gmail.com and tell us all your weird rape revenge fantasies.
It's starring.
I'd love to hear them.
Starringcontact@gmail.com. You can email us.
So
I spit on your grave.
So how much of the stuff comes out of, you seem very technical with it, but it seems pretty jammy at the same time. Like
yes,
so
we have our songwriting.
We're technicians of the jam.
Our songwriting is pretty intense. We sort of like fight it out, you know.
We try and find a good groove, and then we do like have a very structural approach for like, this feels really good for like, you know, 16 bars, and I mean, let's come clean, we're all like, we went to school, we don't like use that in an empirical way, but like, you know, like we have some music school stuff that we bring to rehearsal. It's the truth, man.
Yeah, it's pretty codified.
You
it's
wouldn't
like,
know it listening to the records, though.
it's like jammy, and then we're sort of like, we do this for this amount of time, or until Sam like looks at us all funny, and then we'll do something else.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, you know, it's just pretty linear like that. I mean,
our rehearsals are pretty intense, though. They're pretty much like a football fight. It's like, no! Like, we do this for 8 bars. No, 16 bars, but it's about...
Amy's getting anxious. You're just describing it is making our viola player anxious.
That we're talking about.
She's hopping around.
When we're doing
like
that,
are like
these very simple grooves that are like...
Speaking of football fight, I like that Sam keeps walking to the window just to check the Auburn-Oregon score right now.
He's a big sports fan. Big sports fan over here on tour, man. Like, I don't know anything about sports at all. And like, when the AM radio comes on, I just like totally tune out.
Or when I'm like, so what is the difference between National and American League play?
And then,
it's
like, and then I'm like,
oh
why
man,
did you
the
do
DH is un-American.
That's an important question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the DH needs to be eliminated. It's talk about Marxist theory.
For real, man.
Yeah. It's incorporated into the critique.
Exactly.
No problem.
Exactly.
It's not so much the DH, but the interleague play. I mean, it's been 11 years now. Let's get over it. It's ridiculous.
Here we go. Here we go.
No. I hear you. What if there was an interleague play for starring?
Yeah,
where would you go?
Wait,
who would you want to interleague play with?
Who would we interleague play with?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna refrain from answering.
No
again.
One knows
no one?
How to answer it.
No cross genre pollination.
I mean, we got to do it. We're friends.
Something
with
them. I feel
like I mean, they're friends of ours. We like going to their shows.
We need someone with the flute, though. I feel like there should be, like, I mean, we. a Jethro Tull, some kind of like Jethro Tull sponsored Fleetwood Mac, showdown.
Definitely Fleetwood Mac. I would definitely go for that more than Jethro Tull.
So one time we
this morning we were jamming with Fleetwood Mac and it was awesome.
Let me ask you a flute question. I have a lot of mixed feelings about the flute.
Oh, tell me about
it. You haven't heard the song that we recorded this afternoon and mixed with Matt, and it's got this flute thing, and it's cool.
No, I believe you. I heard some good flute tonight, but I mean, like, how do you keep the flute from being lame?
Well, that's
not
a,
knowing
that's
how to play it.
We kind of just let it be lame.
That's an honored question. That's one of, you know, it's an aporia, because the flute is lame by definition. So it's kind of
all the way back to the Neanderthal bone flute.
Yeah, I mean the bone flute was a fucking lame instrument. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It was a lame instrument.
We're on the web.
And it continued to be lame until now, until I, Clara, decided that was going to be my instrument when I was 9 years old.
Well, thank you.
Gosh darn you, Clara, for choosing that. But you know what? It's worked out.
Oh,
I play a pretty good skin flute, though.
Well, thank you, Starring, for making the flute not lame, putting out good music, and bringing back the Prague to the.
It's on the rise. It's on the rise. Yeah, if you go to the right places.
It's our distinct pleasure.
It's not all good. Not all the Prague.
No,
good.
You don't have to tell me not all the Prague is good. But you're making some good, like. Post.
We're trying.
What do you call it? I'm trying to figure out what.
Psychedelic progressive rock.
Psychedelic progressive rock.
That's what I call
rock.
It.
We, yeah.
But okay. I'm going to stick
with
you.
What do you think?
It's kind of punk, man. Like, you're yelling and screaming a lot.
I'll take that.
I had the exact same conversation with someone last night. Mm-hmm. They were like, it's like Faust, but more punk, right? I'll definitely take that. Like, no problem. You know?
Yeah.
Literally.
It's a very high compliment.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, like, punk is a really hard thing to, like, put your finger on because it's, like, the styles of punk are so interchangeable that, like, a lot of people are doing punk that are doing, like, the same style, but they're doing really terrible music.
Word.
So, like, it's hard to, like, codify or classify that. And so, like, that's a really, really wonderful compliment.
Well, you're definitely doing something new and different that I'm hyped on, and thanks again for coming up.
Thank you so much.
Starring live, WFMU.
See
you guys around the town.
Definitely.
Bye.
Peace.